Hi, this is Pastor Roger. Glad to see each of you that are following this online. I'm missing our congregation this morning, but we know that we got to do different things for the time which we're living. And I'd like to change the direction that we've been going. We've been talking about the book of Revelation. We would be talking today about the Church of Thyatira, but I just believe that it was time to have a message of encouragement and admonition for the times in which we're living. I'd like to begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful to be here today to be able to give this word, and I pray that this word will go forth and touch many hearts and many that are having difficult times during this particular time. And we just pray that they'll receive hope and they'll receive strength from you that only you can give. And we ask you, Lord, to bless this time and this message today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of my message is What Happens When We Become Fearful. It's taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 20. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all the substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto a place of Sychem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanites was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Halion on the east, and there he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, behold, now I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Save, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen and she-asses and men servants and maidservants and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abraham's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this that thou hast done to me? Why didst not thou tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidst thou, she is my sister? So I might have taken her to me to wife. Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. Sometimes we believe that God is leading us in a certain direction. And so we continue down that path and we become discouraged and uncertain because it's not working out the way perhaps we have expected. Maybe it isn't as easy as we thought it would be. Or it's not leading where we want to go. And so we decide to make a different direction, a course correction. And we obviously think that we perhaps must be going the wrong way, and so we change courses. And once we start down our new course, we soon discover that we've made a terrible mistake. And I believe that one of the reasons that we change routes and we disobey God is because our faith gives way to fear. And so I want to talk today about the things that happen when we give up to fear and stop trusting in the Lord. Abraham, whose name was originally called Abram, is certainly an example of that. In the book of Genesis, the Old Testament, and we're told also in 1 Corinthians, the New Testament, that all the things that were written in the Old Testament were things that were for our example, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 6. So we see these things in the Old Testament were all given for our admonition. I remember as a child growing up, I used to think that Abraham and all these wonderful men that the scripture talks about were infallible. I thought they were just really, really supermen. And the more I began to study, I found out that they were men just like me. They make mistakes. They have weaknesses in their faith. And so I'm able to identify now more so with these than I was able to when I was younger. So Abraham was called Abram. He is an example of someone whose faith had gave way to fear. When the Lord first spoke to him, he gave him very clear instructions and promises, saying, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." That's Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. If you have your Bibles or if you're using the verses on the screen, you'll be able to follow after me. So in faith and obedience, Abraham left his home and he traveled to Canaan. When he arrived there, he built an altar to worship the Lord. He pitched his tent there, verses 7 and 8. And before long, a situation arose that caused him to doubt the Lord, for there was a famine in the land, and he became fearful. Verse 10, it says it was a very grievous famine. So we see here that faith gave way to fear because Abraham's focus now moves from God to his circumstances. If Abraham would have kept his eyes on the Lord throughout his journey, he would have obediently settled in the land and worshiped him and thanked the Lord for his protection and provision. But now, as Abraham looked around with this famine, his survival looked very doubtful. And so what Abraham saw as being unexpected and frightening, God viewed it as an opportunity for Abraham to trust him. But instead, had Abraham remembered God's promises and that God keeps his promises, but his circumstances now became very different. There was a famine. And so he thought now it was time to do something about the famine. And that's what happens when we try to make human decisions and we don't trust in God. So faith gave way to fear when we make decisions based on our human reasoning. So Abraham reasoned that the way to survive was to go to Egypt, where there was food. Now, the King James says he went down to Egypt. I know that geographically that's a direction, but I also know that spiritually that's also a direction. He went down to Egypt. Egypt in the Bible is a type of the world. Whenever we go to the world, we're going in a spiritual down direction. And this is where Abraham was headed, in a down direction. He went down to Egypt. Probably considered this trip to Egypt would only be temporary, that he'd probably come back later to Canaan when conditions there improved. But as he reasoned his plan, even though it was a very temporary journey away from God's will, it had disastrous results. When we forget that God is our provider and our protector, we take matters into our own hands. And so Abraham should have dealt with his fear by staying in Canaan and seeking God's protection and provision. The Lord would have been faithful to care for him and would have fulfilled all the promises that he made to him. But we often make the same mistakes as well, just like Abraham. We look around at the situation or the circumstances we find ourselves in, and we forget that God is our provider and he's our protector. And so we substitute what he said in his word for our own plan. And you know what's going to happen with our own plan? It'll only fail because God's ways are higher than our ways, and his ways are far better than our ways. So we're only destined to fail when we choose our own ways. You see, true obedience is doing what God says and how he says we're to do it. And if we make any alterations, it's disobedience. When we're tempted to take matters into our own hands, we remember that God has put us in these circumstances. So we'll learn to totally depend on him and trust in his promises. If we disregard his commands, one wrong step will lead to another until we finally find ourselves in a place that we need to repent and turn back to the Lord. When we give in to fear, we become willing to sacrifice our most precious possessions in order to gain favor to others. Abraham's first wrong step went to another wrong step. It came about when he came near to Egypt that he said, Sarai, his wife, see now, I know that you are a beautiful woman. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say that you are my sister, so that it may go well with me because of you, and that I might live on account of you. Verses 11, 12, and 13. He feared what could happen in Egypt, and so he was willing to give up his wife to preserve his own life, even though God had promised to protect them. When we forget the unconditional promises of God, we begin to fear man. The Lord gave Abraham a wonderful promise without any exceptions or qualifications. And in the midst of his circumstances, Abraham became afraid. And of course, contrary to God's will, he went to Egypt. And he had another reason then to be fearful. He knew Pharaoh would try to kill him to get Sarah, his beautiful wife, who was very desirable and now very vulnerable. In the same way we forget God's promises in his word, when we begin to react in fear instead of faith. And we end up where we shouldn't be, doing something we shouldn't be doing, feeling what we should not be feeling, and paying a price we don't want to pay. When we stop trusting God and start fearing circumstances, we're willing to cause others pain and great harm in order to protect ourselves. Abraham's plan kept the Egyptians from killing him, but it cost him his wife. Sarah was taken to Pharaoh's house, and in return, Abraham was treated well, given sheep, oxen, donkeys, camels, and servants. Verse 16. And although none of this was God's will, God was still faithful to Abraham. Despite his disobedience, he struck Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife, verse 17. Not only did Abraham's disobedience cause harm to Sarah, it also to Pharaoh and his household as well. She was returned. Pharaoh had Abraham and all his belongings escorted out of Egypt, verses 19 and 20. The Lord had intervened to preserve Sarah. She eventually had a son from whom Jesus Christ descended from. It is through him that all the families of the earth will be blessed, just as the Lord had promised Abraham. Verse 3. Abraham's story teaches us that God always keeps his promises. He warns us not to let fear cause us to lose our trust in him, but to step out of his good and perfect will, to stay there where God has wants and desires us to be. So I have this question for you today. Have you ever stopped obeying a command of the Lord because of fear? What was your situation and what happened as a result? Now think about a time when you obeyed the Lord. Even though it was a difficult time to do that, how did he prove himself faithful to you? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again thankful today to be able to share a word to these your people. And Lord, I pray if there's any that's heard this message today, have been fearful, I pray, Lord, help them. Help them to look to you. Help them to trust in you. Father, we know that you will protect us and you will provide for us. And we just ask you to do that today. These, Lord, that have been fearful of tomorrow, the Lord says that we're to be content with the things that we have. And Lord, that we're also the fearful things, the evil things are of today, we're not to worry about tomorrow. Because, Lord, you hold tomorrow in your hands. So, Lord, I pray for each and every one that's heard this message today, Lord, that you will strengthen their faith. And they will look to you as the author and finisher of their faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord bless you.